I'm Farai Chidea, and this is News and Notes. We're talking about diet and the holidays with Beverly Arnold from Detroit. She's her family's Thanksgiving Day cook, but has made a commitment to staying fit that doesn't allow her to eat much of what she actually cooks. News and Notes health and fitness guru, nutritionist Dr. Rovinia Brock, otherwise known as Dr. Ro, and her client, Astrid Chin. She plans to maintain a healthy diet even with all the temptation that comes with the Thanksgiving Day feast. Welcome back, ladies.
It's a pleasure.
Yes, it is.
So, Astrid, after hearing about Beverly's tremendous success at losing 100 pounds, does that give you more strength to do what you're doing, which is also extremely hard, even though it's less weight?
Yes, yes. The weight doesn't matter. It's a very hard struggle.
Yes, it is.
Now, having two children at this point, Astrid, has that changed how you have to deal with food, because kids like what kids like, which often involves cheese?
Well, I try to introduce to them different foods and healthy varieties so they really won't be able to miss what they haven't had.
So you really are trying to train them from an early age?
Yes, yes. My 6-year-old asks for certain green vegetables. He loves broccoli and other things, so he doesn't know a lot about fast food.
Good.
So, Dr. Ro, it sounds like that's the perfect way to really help raise your kids, is to raise them in an environment where they like healthful foods to begin with.
Well, yeah. I mean, kids have to see to be. So it's very difficult for you to instill in your child that it's important or good for you to eat broccoli if, in fact, you're not serving it at home. You know, we've talked about that very thing on this program. So that's one thing. But the other thing is you have to also teach them the importance of how to make those choices even in a tight situation. So if you happen to be outside the home, they have to know how to choose healthy there too. I think the important thing is that when you set a good example and when you teach them about choices, food and lifestyle choices that are going to work for them rather than against them, there's a better chance that they're going to stick to those even when they're not in your care, when they're outside of your view.
Let's go back to something on adults' plates, at least some adults. Alcohol. What does that do to how you eat, how you metabolize food, if that's part of your Thanksgiving Day feast, your holiday feasts?
Well, you know, it's not, you're never, the second glass of wine is never going to be as good as the first. So just bear that in mind. Also know that there are 7 calories per gram of alcohol in every serving. So it is not a free, as you would, if you would. It's not a free beverage. So it's not a calorie-free beverage. So given that, you're never going to achieve the feeling that you enjoyed with the first glass. After that, you might want to put the cork back in the burgundy.
How do you pick yourselves up? I mean, Beverly, even you, although you've had a surgery, you probably had moments of weakness. If you do something that you don't consider perfect, how do you pick yourself up?
You know, and I do give in to cravings at times. What I found that sometimes one day I'd had such a horrible craving for ice cream, and I'm not a sweet eater. I don't care that much for ice cream. But I got a little container of ice cream. I ate 2 teaspoons of it just to taste it and put it back in the freezer. And when my grandchildren came, I gave it to them. But when I mess up, I have to get right back on track immediately.
That's willpower. Astrid, what about you?
I try to get in a little extra exercise, playing games with the kids on the yard, and maybe go hit some balls at the golf course with the kids, and just being out with them and having fun with them and hearing them laugh, that picks me up.
Dr. Ro, how do you, either for yourself or for your clients, go ahead and lift up after you've had a little slide?
Well, you know, I have to do it for myself, too, every day. Every day that I wake up, I'm in a battle with myself, despite the fact that I know all of this stuff and I can certainly help other people. But the thing that works best for me, and I hope for my clients, Astrid included, is that, as Beverly has said in so many other words, I remind myself that it is a process. It is a process. Mm-hmm. And every day that you get to open your eyes and put your feet on the floor, it is, in fact, a new opportunity to get it right.
All right, ladies, we're going to have to end it right there. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yes, happy Thanksgiving. We've been talking with nutritionist Rovinia Brock, the author of Dr. Rowe's 10 Secrets to Living Healthy, her client Astrid Chin, a mother of two living in the Washington, D.C. area, and Beverly Arnold, a mother and grandmother and Thanksgiving's Day cook. Hope everyone enjoys the day.